800-785-9132.
At a 7-point game.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Top baseball stars go head-to-head in the World Baseball Classic. Join the excitement and make your WCC? Make your WBC moment when you bet with Boosted Odds. Activate your Odds Boost token for any WBC. Why can't I say this? WBC. WBC. All right, ready? We're going to do this live on the air. 3, 2, 1. The world's top baseball stars go head-to-head in the WBC. Join the excitement and make your WBC moment when you bet with Boosted Odds. Activate your Odds Boost token for any WBC bet. It's too much WBC. And you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app today and please gamble responsibly. Mike Breen on the call, coming back from break from last night's Oklahoma City Thunder win at Madison Square Garden over my Knicks. And SGA making the three at the end to make it a 7-point game and not salting the game away, but that's ultimately the margin of victory. Thunder win the game by three. And started the show talking about, I feel like Knicks fans are pathetic right now, and the whining and the bitching and the moaning and the complaining about the officiating. Bottom line. Thunder are better than the Knicks. And that's it. And you know my opinion on the Oklahoma City Thunder and how this is going to go the rest of the season into the playoffs. I believe, and I am financially invested, in them going, as Drake would say, back to back. And I believe, as the betting market does, it doesn't have to, he could get hurt. Jokic can supremely outperform him. But the betting market at the moment would have you believe, and I think it's absolutely true, that SGA is very likely, minus 325 right now, SGA is. So big favorite to an NBA most valuable player. So I want to extend this out for everybody. Because I believe, as I've said, that we are 3+ months away from the Oklahoma City Thunder becoming, if not the most hated and reviled team in sports, on the short list. So let's assume that happens. And let's assume that along the way, SGA wins another NBA MVP, which would be his second straight. And the betting market says that those are the most likely things to happen. SGA wins MVP, Thunder win another NBA championship. Here are the players in NBA history to win back-to-back MVPs. All of them, just say one name, and you know who they are. Russell, Wilt, Kareem, Moses, Larry, Magic, Michael, Duncan, Nash, LeBron, Curry, Giannis, Jokic. We are not that far away from SGA joining that list of names. Let's play this out a step further. Let's say the Thunder win the NBA championship. Is it possible that a player other than SGA could win finals MVP? It is possible. but it feels unlikely, right? Like Iguodala did win in 2015 for the Warriors, won finals MVP. Jaylen Brown, and like that's, you know, Brown's been so good this season, but I think a lot of people assumed that Tatum would just win, right? So we have seen it happen where someone could kind of come out of nowhere, not out of, like Jalen Williams, J-Dub winning, but not be out of nowhere. But SGA would be a huge favorite on OKC, would be the top choice in the betting market to be finals MVP. Here is a list of players to win back-to-back NBA Finals MVPs. Michael, Hakeem, Shaq, Kobe, LeBron, KD. I don't think everyone realizes the history that we are like on the precipice of seeing being made with this Oklahoma City Thunder team. They're the best team. They are very, I think they are likely to win the championship, and SGA is a big favorite to win most valuable player. And again, the question I asked at the beginning of the show, to you, our audience, you, a big sports fan, do you like them? Is your opinion of the Oklahoma City Thunder favorable or unfavorable? My guess is you don't like them. My guess is your opinion's unfavorable. My guess is you think SGA flops and he's a free throw merchant and the Thunder get all the calls and you don't think they're that good. Do I believe everyone thinks that? No. But do I think the majority of sports fans currently think that? I do. And if you're one of the fans that thinks that now, imagine what this is going to be in 3+ months. You better you bet on this Thursday. Nick Costos here with you on Westwood One Sports. I want to circle back to the Los Angeles Rams for a moment and the trade yesterday for Trent McDuffie. In the first hour of the show, I asked you, if you had to choose Broncos, Chargers as a pairing, or the Chiefs at this point in the calendar, who would you take in the 2026 NFL season? For me, the answer to that question is the Broncos and the Chargers, and specifically for me, the LA Chargers. While I do acknowledge the Broncos actually have proof of concept and the Chargers don't, I would want to bet on the upside of Herbert, and Herbert figuring it out in the postseason, and Jim Harbaugh and Mike McDaniel now running the offense. Again, the upgrade from Greg Roman to Mike McDaniel, I said earlier in the show, like a Pinto to a Ferrari. This is like going from dial-up to high-speed internet. Like, you can't possibly compare it or overstate how big of a deal it is for the LA Chargers. So let me ask a similar question about the NFC West. The Rams just trade for Trent McDuffie, right? The Seahawks are Super Bowl champions. Mike Silver was on the show with us last hour, and I asked him about the Niners and Max Crosby, and he said, well, maybe, but the guy that he wants the Niners to go out and trade for is A.J. Brown. And I'll just, Mike Silver didn't say this, and I don't know if this is true, but I'm going to assume it is. Because if you read his book, The Why is Everything, and you followed him for a long time, he's a Bay Area native, he's plugged into this stuff. If he's saying A.J. Brown as the Niners, he thinks the Niners should get A.J. Brown. My guess is he know, and I'm not trying to speak for him. I can be wrong. My sense is that the Niners have had those conversations, and he's probably aware of it. Who would you take right now to win the NFC West? The Niners, and if you're going to take San Francisco, you need to assume health, obviously, right? The Niners, the Rams, with Stafford coming off an MVP year, and now here's Trent McDuffie in the secondary, or the reigning, defending Super Bowl champion, Seattle Seahawks. Who do you like? On the Monday after Super Bowl 60, or maybe it was the Tuesday, I had all these days bleed together. I think it was Tuesday, the Tuesday after the Super Bowl. We did a, like, here are the way too early thoughts for next year's Super Bowl championship. And on that show, I talked about the San Francisco 49ers being my Super Bowl pick for next year. I'm not going to back off that. But I have to be honest. If I had to pick out of those three NFC West teams right now, I think you have to take the Rams. Because they've made the move. Like, they've made their move. Seattle's going to lose some players coming up in free agency. Every Super Bowl champion does. Not an insult to Seattle. Like, they have a lot of really good players. Everyone just watched them win. They're probably going to get big money, some of them, to sign elsewhere. But the Seahawks can definitely still win the division, can definitely get back to the Super Bowl. Can definitely happen. The Niners haven't made the big move yet. I believe it's coming. So right now, I think you probably have to take the Rams. But I'm holding out hope that the Niners are going to make that move. And my sense is it's going to happen at some point in the next week. If it's for Max Crosby, it'll certainly be then. If it's for A.J. Brown, it's going to take a little more time. I'd rather see them trade for Crosby than A.J. Brown. And pair Crosby with Nick Bosa for Raheem Morris as the new defensive coordinator and get after that ass of the opposing quarterback. Isn't that interesting, right? AFC West, those three teams. NFC West, those three teams. Who do you like right now? For me, the two LA teams. The Chiefs can obviously get into the conversation, as can the Niners, as can the Seattle Seahawks. Last football note for now. Aaron Rodgers did a like 90-minute interview yesterday on the Pat McAfee show on ESPN and on the ESPN YouTube page. And gave like a number of what I thought were really interesting quotes and talked about his relationship with his wife, who some people think is fake. Like, she's not fake. Like, I think some people have done like research on this. Like, she's a real person. He referenced that. I think she's British. Like, she went back across the pond. They met in 2017. And I thought like hearing him talk about, you know, wanting to avoid the paparazzi and stuff and like what him and his wife are looking for. Like, I thought it was pretty interesting. Now, I will say this about Aaron Rodgers, and this is what bugs people about Aaron Rodgers, is even if he's exceptionally charismatic, which he is, he does contradict himself. Because when Aaron Rodgers says, I want to live a private life, my wife wants to live a private life, we're not into the media, we don't want to be seen, I've done that before. Like, you know who actually doesn't want to live a public life? Kawhi Leonard. Does anyone know anything about Kawhi Leonard? Just as an example, because it is a little hypocritical, and I love Aaron Rodgers. It's a little hypocritical for Aaron Rodgers to say, I want to live a private life. Also, I'm saying that on this huge national show. I'm just saying, I like Aaron Rodgers, but that is true. And while the stuff Rodgers was saying about his wife and kind of like the schism with his family, it's all really interesting. From a sports talk and football perspective, what he had to say about his conversations with Steelers general manager Omar Khan Kenny, that was the most interesting note. Play it for us, please.
I've talked to Mike. I've talked to Omar. There's been no deadline that's been put in front of me. There's no contract, you know, offer or anything. So there's nothing that I'm, you know, having to debate between. I'm enjoying my time with my wife and enjoying this part of the off season and. You know, I think there's conversations to be had down the line, but right now there hasn't been any progressive conversation.
So Rodgers is kind of doing the same thing he always does. And it's funny because, you know, Bill, our Zimmer, executive producer, is doing his job, right? He texts our group yesterday, Rodgers is going to be on McAfee later, right? And in my head, I'm thinking when I see the text, like, he's right to send the text. But in my head, I'm thinking there is a 0% chance Aaron Rodgers is about to announce what he's doing. Like, zero. And of course, he doesn't. Because even as much as he tells you, he doesn't like the drama and doesn't want to be involved. He obviously really likes it. Right? He obviously really likes it. Now, as I'm watching him talk, and I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched a lot of the long-form extended clips. I'm kind of thinking, man, I don't know if he's definitely coming back. And I've never thought that before in any of the years, and it feels like there's been 50 of them now, like, will he or won't he play? I've never felt like he was going to retire. some of the things that he was saying and the way he was saying them yesterday, especially talking about like his personal life now, kind of made me think, huh, maybe he is actually going to step away. And this is it for Aaron Rodgers. And if you're out there watching or listening to the show, and you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, here's my recommendation. If you are a religious man or woman, add to your prayers health, happiness, wealth, and Aaron Rodgers retiring. And if you're not a religious man or woman, perhaps you should attend church on Sunday, because this would be the best case scenario for the 2026 Pittsburgh Steelers and beyond if Aaron Rodgers were to hang them up. We have some major breaking news in the National Football League. Per ESPN's Adam Schefter, this just breaking moments ago, literally moments ago, the Buffalo Bills are close to finalizing a deal to acquire Chicago Bears wide receiver DJ Moore. The Buffalo Bills close to acquiring Chicago Bears wide receiver DJ Moore. We'll take one more break, and on the other side, I'll give you my thoughts on that potential move. Again, the Bills close to acquiring DJ Moore. We'll see if we get the compensation. So we'll wrap the show with that and all our bets for tonight on this Thursday on Westwood One Sports.
The Cardinals will reportedly release Kyler Murray. Will the former number one pick get a Sam Darnold-like reset? It's the NFL news that matters.
Westwood One!
On Westwood One Sports.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code PLAN to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code PLAN. To borrow up to $10,000, use code PLAN to borrow up to $10,000.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not in